So we've decided that this is episode 19.
I really think it's 19.
Megan, our assistant, has told us that yes, it is 19.
And she's present today.
She's present today to keep track of us and make notes so that we don't forget anything. Okay.
She's shaking her head no, so I don't think we're into that tonight.
You missed that last part.
I did miss. I just saw the head shaking.
Yeah, you missed this.
She's not going to do that to me. She won't. I'm her favorite mom.
She just does it to me.
She knows I'll do it back.
God.
Yeah, hi, honey.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, two thumbs up. See, I'm the best mom.
So we are drinking a new wine that we won't buy again.
No. I mean, I've been shooting it like alcohol, you guys.
So it was called Encanto, something like that.
I know.
I bought it at Trader Joe's.
The bottle is so pretty.
The bottle's beautiful. It's this huge blue bottle.
It's a different shape, too. It's so cool looking.
Yeah, but it's a cross. It's like half Chardonnay, half Pinot Gris.
And I don't think those two should mate ever. They shouldn't intermingle ever.
Yeah, so we're just kind of so-so on this one tonight.
Like, I'm going to really upset her because I just talked her into pouring half her glass in the mine, and I'm going to down it and probably one drink.
That's half of the glass that I don't have to drink.
Perfect.
And then we'll switch to something yummy.
I couldn't do it in one.
And so I have this awesome wine tasting journal that my super best friend got me for Christmas.
AKA me.
And so I was writing all of this into my wine journal because it wants to know like the name of the wine and where it came from and the vintage and all that kind of stuff. There's all these questions you need to answer, like the color, the appearance, how dry it was, all that kind of stuff. And basically under the comments, we just wrote the bottle's pretty.
Well, you want to end with a positive, but that's the only positive we can think of. That, and Jeff made most notes in there.
Wait, somebody circled recommend. It should be not recommend.
Well, I didn't circle that. You know that was your hubby that recommended that.
Did I do that? Maybe
no.
I did it.
Cross that off with one line. That's how we do it in charts with your initials.
Okay, there.
Okay. Okay.
I did see.
But it's supposed to be a line straight across, not like diagonally.
I like it that way.
Okay. Don't write in charts then.
So, let's post a picture of the wine journal, Megan. Make a note. Man, I missed her.
I mean, everybody misses Megan.
I missed her when we didn't have her.
I miss her on a daily basis because I only get her like one day a week, sometimes twice if I'm lucky.
She's such a sweetheart.
She can just live with me for a little while.
I love her face. I love her.
I just love her.
She's like, shut up, you guys. Stop looking at me.
Because she's like my favorite. She's my favorite little person, even though she's not that little anymore.
Even though she's almost as tall as us. And guess what? She starts driver's ed in like 2 weeks.
Oh my God. And guess what? My dad gets the driver. So my dad owns driving schools and he's been doing this forever. And I've been telling him for the last year that I need him to drive my beautiful little daughter that I didn't birth. But he said he'll do it.
Her birth was easy. He could have done it.
Oh yeah.
I was like, hey, these contractions hurt.
But you know, the pregnancy part's not easy.
It wasn't.
You know, so I have to give tons of credit and kudos to all those women out there that do that because I haven't.
Yeah.
I
got to say, you know, I don't like being pregnant. It wasn't my funnest thing. My kids were hard.
They say you have to go through a struggle to get the reward. And look how rewarding your children are.
It is. Actually, the birthing process was super easy. Mm-hmm. The first time I was just completely unconscious, so I didn't have to do anything.
There we go.
And then the second time, I was like, hey, these contractions hurt. Give me a spinal block because I don't want to feel any pain.
And then it was done.
Boom. Baby's out. Didn't have to do anything. That's the best way to go.
There you go. And you're ready to take the day next
day. And I had this little precious little girl.
Aww.
Yep.
And she's so cute.
Sitting over there with her Top Ramen and her hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. We just love her.
We love you.
We actually do have a topic today, guys.
We have a topic.
We're going to talk about fears today.
Yeah, everybody has fears. Some people more than others.
Yes, some people have odd fears, and some people have your traditional fears.
Yeah. The worst fear to have, I would think, would be like a One where you couldn't leave the house because you're afraid
of. Oh, my gosh. There's some people afraid of the sunlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard of that. I mean, I don't know anybody, but I've heard of that. And yeah. I was just like, ooh, that's so scary. That would be so really sad.
Yeah.
But there, you know, what other fears are there? There's fear of heights. That's a pretty normal one.
Yes. Megan. Fear. I think Megan's afraid of heights, aren't you?
You know, yeah. I'm going to say. I'm a little bit. I think I'm a little bit. It yeah. never has stopped me from doing anything.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not one of those. If I go up to the big tower, like when I was at the top of the Space Needle or any other big tower, you're not going to see me leaning over.
Right, right.
Chairlifts even, like if you're going skiing, you're not going to see me leaning over. I'm going to be back and breathing and just being fine with the whole thing. Yep. But I'm. I don't think I like heights.
I don't really either.
But I don't know if I can call it a fear. It doesn't
stop me from doing anything. Exactly. It makes me uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you're far up and you have no control.
Yeah, because if you fall,
it's over.
You're done. There's nothing you can do. And I think
that would be one of the worst ways to die is because how long you have to fall.
Yeah, the worst way to die is spontaneous human combustion. I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's bad.
Good tip.
It's where you're just, you know, laying there and you burst into flames and burn up.
Well, I would say burning to death would probably be really
burning
bad.
Burning to death is supposed to be the most painful way to die.
Hmm.
Anywho.
We all know Kobe's biggest fears. I'm sure this has been talked about on a podcast before.
I don't think we've talked about it.
We've never talked about it. So it's weird because her biggest fear is one of my biggest loves.
Yeah. So it's odd. My biggest fear is that I absolutely cannot stand
careful
spider. I cannot stand careful spiders. I hate spiders. I can't stand them. They freak me out, and when I see one I break into a cold sweat and I can't move. It's like a real fear.
She's like technically the one that is going to burn her house down if nobody can help her with the spider. She will leave the house. She'll sacrifice that house.
I will and all the possessions inside to kill the spider. And Heather,
I love spiders.
Love spiders.
Like they are like one of my favorite animals in the world.
She actually used to have two pet tarantulas.
I did. I love them, Snuggles and Rosie.
And
so amazing.
I can't. So I think what happened was I was traumatized as a child because my mom told me one day she heard me screaming in the yard and ran out, and I was stiff as a board, just standing there screaming.
She has no memory of this.
And my mom could, for the life of her, did not know what was wrong with me. And finally, I said the word spider, and there was this huge garden spider on my arm.
Garden spider, guys, that isn't going to hurt her.
No, but but they're big and ugly.
Or big and cute. Just depends who's talking here.
They're big and ugly. So, anywho, my mom just, you know, brushed it off. But I think that kind of solidified the fear.
I get it.
And so when I see one, I freak out. I do. I break in a cold sweat and I just lose it.
I mean, I have heard many stories. I'm with her when there's a spider around. So she doesn't freak as much because she knows I'm going to take care of the spider. I do not kill spiders.
She doesn't. So I've actually had to call Heather before.
And I do live about 25 minutes away. I'm just throw that out there.
When my husband wasn't home, I had to call her and say, hey, you need to come over to my house. There's a spider. Because I can't kill it.
No.
I can't do it. The fear is so great. I can't kill it. I can't go near it. I can't do anything. I can't go into the room where it is.
It's really bad, guys. It's bad. But so I can't kill it either.
Heather comes over and scoops the thing up in her fucking hands. Just like palms the thing.
It's a spider.
And she fucking pets it.
I would kiss it if it would allow me to kiss it. Not all of them will let me do that.
And I'm like, and she won't kill it. So she'll take it outside and like just put it far away from the house.
I do.
So she'll put it in like a bush or a tree or something like far away from the house. Because I cannot, I can't do it.
No.
I can't do it. The worst one, if I see one from far, like from across the room, it's not too bad. But if one like startles me, I lose my shit.
I get it.
I lose it. And I figured out too, with my husband, that if there was a spider, I would say Jeff, and I would call him, and I'm like, "There's a spider." He'd be like, "Yeah, yeah, whatever," and he would take his time. And by the time he got there, the thing would be gone.
Thank God for the spider.
And then you don't know where it is.
Because it doesn't want...
And it could pop up anywhere.
It just wants to be your roommate.
And so it doesn't pay rent. It can't live here.
It is paying rent. It's killing the bugs inside your house and paying the rent.
There's no bugs in my house.
There is always bugs in people's houses. You like fruit?
So.
You have gnats. They kill it. They kill it.
I learned really quickly that if I saw a spider and I started screaming at the top of my lungs, my husband will come running and say, oh my God, what is it? What is it? And I'll be like, there's a spider.
And then
that's to the point where he gets a little bit annoyed.
Obviously.
Because he ran in there thinking that, you know.
There was, like, she was actually dying or
like
something.
Like I was dying or
Not
something. Not
because there was a cute little spider trying to make its life okay. Just trying to make ends meet. And then you have to end it.
Yeah, they just, you know what? They need to stay outside. They need to stay away from me.
They want to, but they're cold as well.
I don't care.
They're not going to lay eggs when they're in your house.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do, because we had some in Chance's old room.
Well, I don't know what spider that was, but most of them do not do that.
They did.
Inside the house.
They did.
Like, I nurtured this beautiful black widow last year. She decided to make a nest on the side of my house inside of this little thing that houses my, like, the turn-on valve for my water. And I found her and I was turning it on. I was like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. And she has two little nests in there. So I made sure she was good all summer. Checked on her every day, making sure my black widow was good.
This fucking retarded right here. This is dumb.
It's not, though. I can't say
that. Sorry. It's just.
She didn't mean to say the retarded word.
I don't mean to say that, but that's
she's
just
so upset by this.
I can't believe you did that.
And then all the beautiful spiders hatched. And we all know, if you're a spider person like me, that those black widows are not going to hang around my house because they have to get away from their mama. They have 2 weeks to get away from their mama before she starts eating them. And so I didn't have any baby black widows around my house. I just had my mama spider. And she's fantastic. And black widows have not killed anybody in the whole United States for the last 10 years.
You don't know that.
I do. I researched it.
No.
I researched that crap. She wants to believe that they kill someone every day. They do not. They don't want to kill us. We're not on their food chain.
It doesn't matter if they want to kill you or not. They're still poisonous and they can kill you.
You know how many times I handled a black widow?
Yeah. I don't ever want to see that. I don't ever want to see
that. I'm going to take a video of me handling a black widow.
Nope.
And you realize it's not the men. The boy black widows are not poisonous.
I don't want to see that.
They give all the power to women. That's a good race right there.
And then what do they do to the men?
They eat them sometimes.
They eat them.
Only 50% of the time. It's only if they're hungry after the mate. I could be hungry after sex.
You don't eat your husband.
I mean, I don't. He's too big for me to eat.
You don't throw him on the barbecue.
I mean, I don't feel like doing that. But if I was a spider, who knows? I'm a little hungry. There it is. It's right there. They don't live as long either. They don't live that much longer after that. So it's fine.
Oh my gosh. I just know.
But I did have
no way.
Two amazing tarantulas, Rosie and Snuggles, that I shared with my husband and our roommate at the time. Rosie was a rosebud. Yeah, I know. Not that creative with the name there. Sorry, guys. And she is pretty. She's actually found in like Arizona and deserts in the United States. She's a pretty common spider. She's like a light shade of pink, brownish color. She's really cute. Super, super cute and fuzzy. And you can handle her. She's not that poisonous. Just a little bit. Not that bad, though. Just going to give you a tiny little itchy palm if you accidentally.
Tell them about Snuggles.
Okay, well, Snuggles is a starburst. Snuggles is one of the fastest tarantulas in the world. Okay, a little venomous. Or extremely venomous.
He could kill you.
I mean.
He could kill you, and he escaped from his cage.
Well, just for 2 weeks. He only escaped for 2 weeks, guys. And I remember my roommate being so upset he wanted to light off a bug bomb. And I was like, but you would kill Snuggles. We can't kill Snuggles. And we're not on the food chain of Snuggles. So Snuggles doesn't want us. So I knew Snuggles would turn up. And she did. After a couple weeks, she turned up because she wanted to eat. And she let me catch her, put her back in her cage. And she was fine. And she ate her crickets very happily and never escaped again. She was just fine. I just didn't tell a lot of people about it when she was missing. Because I remember I had visitors that had sleeping on the floor on an airbed.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't know until they left that Snuggles was gone. God. And in the house with them. And I remember every night, my roommate, when I would go to bed, I was like, okay, sleep tight. Don't let Snuggles bite.
Oh, my God.
Because he was so afraid of her. And I slept like a baby the whole time. She was fine.
I would lose my shit. Like,
it wasn't even that big. Now, Rosie was a huge tarantula. Like, she was bigger than the palm of my hand. Snuggles was about the size of my palm of my hand. She was not that big.
I can't.
Your fear is actually one of the more common fears in the world. More people are afraid of spiders than not.
And it's, yeah, like, so I'm not afraid of, like, snakes. Mm. I'm not afraid of mice. Like, I just, it's just the spiders
that I don't get think me. I'm afraid of any animals. I will say snakes, they don't scare me, but how do they move so well with no legs? It's weird, like, especially if you see them on sand and desert, because I love to watch animal shows, and I watched them, I was like, how are you gliding around? Like you're hovering above it, but there's no legs. So I think that's the one thing that creeps me out about snakes, but they don't bother me. I still want to protect them. I saved that bull snake last year from being smushed.
Yes, you did.
And I had never picked up a snake before, and I picked it up wrong. You're not supposed to pick it up in the middle of it.
No.
Because they can turn around and bite you, but this one didn't. But I was informed by my husband later that it could have easily got me.
Probably shouldn't have even picked it up with your hand.
No.
You need a stick.
There weren't any sticks available, and I was trying to block them from the oncoming traffic because I didn't want getting squished. Yeah.
So Megan, our assistant, loves snakes.
Yes, she likes like reptiles and everything, and she actually doesn't care about spiders that much anymore since she met me.
Well, she says she doesn't, but then we have one. She's like doesn't want to go near it.
I will pick one up, but I won't run screaming from the room.
Oh. She's not as bad as her mother.
No, she's not.
She's in between her mother and her second mother, me.
I remember the first time you came over because I had a spider issue. Mm-hmm. And you came over and you're like, where is it? And it was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And you went over and just grabbed it with your hands.
Yes.
And Megan was sitting there. She's never seen somebody do that.
No, she hasn't.
And she was like, oh!
Majority of spiders aren't going to bite you. If you know your species, you're fine.
All spiders are venomous. Just most of them don't have a mouth big enough to bite you.
No, they don't.
But they are all venomous.
But I can actually tell you I've never really been bit by a spider. The only one you will see me be very careful with, where I'll actually do the little cup in the paper to move them out of the way, I still won't kill them, is a brown recluse.
Oh, yeah.
They're very cranky.
Yeah.
And they bite without warning. And even if you're super calm, like a black widow, I can handle. They're not going to bite me. As long as you're calm, very confident, and very careful with them, they don't bite you. Brown recluse, yeah. I've attempted it a few times to pick them up, and they're very grumpy, and I have to drop him because he's about ready to bite me. Yeah. And I don't want him to bite me. They're very venomous.
Yeah.
But that's Kobe's biggest fear are the spiders, along with probably lots of you guys. Please don't judge me so much that I love them so much, but I love them. Don't kill them. Mosquitoes are the number one killer in the world of any animal insect species in the world. They kill millions of people a year, and guess what? Spiders kill them. Keep the spiders alive, guys. You don't have to love them. Don't kill them.
I do hate mosquitoes.
You hate mosquitoes more than spiders?
Because they bite me a lot.
And they carry horrible diseases.
Yeah.
They are literally the thing that kills more people alive.
It's kind of a toss-up between my hate of spiders and my hate of mosquitoes.
Now, the spider. Now, you've been to my house, Kobe.
Yeah.
How many bugs, insects are in my house?
How many are in my house?
Not that many.
I don't
now,
have
Now, during
any.
The summer, you have some gnats.
No, I don't.
You never have gnats?
I never have gnats.
Okay. I never have gnats either in my area. My sister, who lives literally two doors down, has a zillion gnats in her house to the point where she has to have all these little traps for gnats. It's weird. Little sticky tape and stuff. It's weird. I don't have one gnat in my house because I put spiders around my door. When Kobe still comes to my house.
I have to close my eyes.
Yeah, by the time October comes, it's pretty black around my house because of the webs.
I don't want to see it. I can't look at them.
But they do their job for me. And I love them. And then I move them in the garage and then clean them up in the fall. In the winter. And then they come out of the garage in the spring. And I put them back around my door. Ugh. My biggest fear is a little not normal. A And most people laugh at me until they find out the whole story. And I don't actually tell a lot of people this, but I guess I'm telling the whole world this. And my biggest fear is porta potties.
But there's a good reason.
A good reason. I was 8 years old, I think, roughly, give or take a few years. I think a younger, I don't think older, younger. I was camping with my grandparents, with my two older stupid cousins. Kind of love you, Ryan and Tyler, but not that much.
Not anymore.
Not that much. Every time I think of the story, I dislike you more. Went into a porta potty. It was a little full. Probably needed to be dumped. And as I was going, they decided to shake the porta potty a lot. Like almost tipping it. And therefore, all the contents of the porta potty went on to me. Which was, most of it was not mine. I will say just a very small percentage of it was mine. Most of it was the rest of the campgrounds. And so I looked like I had taken a shower and shit when I got out.
God.
So I did get over the fear once with Jacoby.
Yeah, well, that was...
It was a little rough, though.
That was a special situation, though.
It was hard, though.
We were camping. Well, we weren't camping. We were staying at a house.
That had bad septic.
But it had bad septic. So there's a porta potty, but it was a brand new one.
It was.
No one had used it.
But I saw the issues.
But I had to stand outside the door and talk her through it.
And make sure no one was going to shake the damn thing.
Make sure nobody was going to shake it.
Even though I was with a bunch of women.
They would never.
They would never have shaken it. But oh my God, you guys, I was shaking. I was so upset about this whole thing. I think of the first couple days, the person that owned the cabin actually said I could use the toilet and I would be the only one allowed to use the toilet.
Yeah.
Because of that fear.
You know what? I have a picture
of the porta potty. After I used it.
Megan, porta potty picture.
We will have to post that. The following year, we went back there and then we even made it better.
We did.
We found a porta potty. From another residence hadn't been used.
It had been dropped off at a home that nobody was at yet. And they were going to be coming later. But yes. They had dropped the porta potty off already.
Probably when they dropped ours off.
A brand new one.
Honey bucket.
And so we just kept using that one because no one else is using it.
We didn't tell anybody else in the house. So any of you book club people that are listening to us, we're sorry. This is what happened during that when we were telling you we were going and looking at bunnies and stuff. I was using the shitter at the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, to this day, Kobe still had to stand guard outside of it every time I went in there and talk me through it every time. Because, guys, this is a legitimate fear.
It would be if that happened to you. I mean, that's horrible.
I know.
You had, like, other people's shit in your hair.
And who knows what else was in there.
Stuck in your hair.
I know.
That's disgusting.
And guess what? My grandma had to clean it all out.
Oh, my God. Because
it was in a...
bless her heart.
Old fifth wheel bathroom. Basically, it was, like, a bathtub that she filled
up in. Those two cousins should have been whipped up one side and down the other.
I mean, I was grandma's favorite. This is Grandma Nelson.
Yeah.
I was her favorite. So I would assume Ryan and Tyler got their asses handed to them badly because I was not okay.
That's
after
horrible.
That.
That is horrible.
Yes. So porta potties for me. Kobe is spiders.
Yep.
And then we both have a slight fear of heights, but not major.
A little bit.
Yeah. Lots of other people have fears. I know my husband has a fear of claustrophobia. He can't handle tight spaces.
Oh, really?
And he actually has dreams of this all the time.
Really?
Nightmares about this. And it's bad. Like, when he wakes up, he's in cold sweat. It's like this really bad ordeal for him. And I don't believe he's had a situation with it, but I know claustrophobia is a thing. Yours is arachnophobia.
Yep.
I don't know. A porta potty phobia?
I don't know.
I don't think they have a technical word for mine.
I bet they do.
They have to.
Megan, look up a word for porta potty
phobia.
Portophobia? Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's portophobia, you guys. I have portophobia. What are other fears? I know a lot of people have fears of heights. There's a lot of animal fears out there.
A lot of animal fears.
Like, a lot of people have a fear of sharks.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
I wouldn't feel like most people would have that, though.
They shouldn't have it, because how many people actually go to the ocean all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have to be in the ocean with a shark, but I don't think I have a phobia about it.
Well, most of the time, if you're in the ocean with a shark,
keep the phone away from the recording device, because that's what happened last time we had some issues.
I have a list of weird phobias.
Oh, she has a list of weird phobias.
Okay, Megan, the floor is yours.
Okay, Megan, what is it?
First one up on the list, phobophobia.
What? Is that fear of phobias?
Yep.
A fear of fear.
How do I know that one?
That's, okay.
So, that's
weird. How do you know if you have that?
That's if you fear everything. You literally are one of those people.
You're afraid.
That's something different. Being afraid of everything and being afraid of fear itself are different.
So you're afraid of being afraid.
Yeah.
That's some psychological weirdness.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around that one. I'm like literally trying to think about this.
You don't
want to
feel the emotion of fear, basically, no matter what it is.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Well, that could be a lot of different things. Okay, I get that.
Okay, go on. What's the next one?
A geniophobia.
Oh.
The fear of knees.
The fear of knees? Like people's knees?
Yeah.
Why would you be afraid of a knee?
I don't get it.
Maybe they got kneed in the face one time.
I mean, there's some pretty good kickboxing stuff out there.
That that seems weird.
Next, Megan.
Pognophobia is the fear of chickens.
Ooh. Oh, God.
You know what? Chickens can be terrifying.
How?
They chase you. And they peck at you.
They can even chase you with their heads off.
They can chase you with their heads off.
That is a little fearful right there.
So, you know what? I could get on board with that one a little bit.
I have to say I'm not afraid of chickens yet.
I'm not afraid of chickens, but I have seen chickens chasing people.
Yes. And I don't spend a lot of time with live chickens because it's literally the only meat I eat. I don't want to have a relationship with a chicken, so I won't eat them anymore. Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, I have no fear of chicken, but I don't want to have a relationship with them.
I can see how so, but...
I can see that. I think geese are even meaner.
Geese are mean.
Oh my gosh, I've seen some crazy-ass goose action.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants a crazy-ass goose. Okay, next.
Next.
Numerophobia, fear of being touched.
Fear of being touched. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
I mean, I've had that occasionally.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain people I don't want touching me.
And we are not gonna name names right now.
No, we're not.
But some people shouldn't touch Heather. We're just gonna say that.
You have to be pretty close with me to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a fear of it. It's more of a dislike and distaste of having someone else touching me.
It's more of a, why the fuck did you just touch me? I'm gonna break your hand off.
Pretty much is what it is. It's break the hand or break your nose.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me.
You have to be my friend or at least a family member, close family member. Yeah. Far family member, you still might be in that category okay with being touched.
Don't touch me.
It's not a fear though.
Don't ever push Heather out of the way.
Don't push me up against a wall.
You will die.
I mean, I'll threaten it for sure. I do not want to go to prison, so I may not kill them.
I've actually had Heather come up to me and say, so-and-so just touched me. And she was ready to lose her shit.
I was
like, all right, you know what?
We're going to get through this.
We're going to get through this. You can't do that right now.
Because we are at a very public place.
We're at a public place. I can't even say... So, you're going to have to accept it right now.
Don't touch me.
I
mean, I did express my dislike of the touching in the moment it happened.
I know you did.
Okay, next.
Okay, next.
Nomophobia is the fear of losing cell phone contact.
Okay, with our younger generation. I can see that being a thing.
30 years ago, that was not a thing.
I really didn't give a crap. I didn't even have a cell phone back then.
Fear of losing cell phone contact. Wow.
That's a younger generation thing.
Wow.
I'm thinking that's going to be anybody that's about 25 and younger.
Some people need to get just slapped in the face.
I think some people need to be like abandoned on an island without anything. No cell phone, nothing. And they have to just figure this shit out.
And
because
they won't
that's
have
the
their
real,
cell phone.
That's
and then
the
they'll
real
figure
world.
It out. Yeah.
Because... Come on, people.
For crying out loud. All right.
I can't believe spiders aren't even there yet.
Shit.
You got cell phones are over top of spiders.
What's the next one?
Ephibiphobia Which is the fear of someone getting on your lawn.
I might have a portion of this. I'm very, very possessive of my lawn. We have neighbor kids that are around my house, and we all have good-sized yards, and we have this huge...
No. Oh, what? It's not the fear of someone getting on your lawn. It had the quote, get off my lawn, but the actual fear is an adult who fears youthful people.
Oh, I don't fear youthful people, but I don't like people on my property adults that aren't invited.
Who fear youthful so, people.
Adults that fear kids, basically.
Yeah. If you're an adult and you're scared.
So if I have that, I'm in the wrong field.
So I can see like an older 60, 70-ish year old person fearing a millennial because some of them are pretty fucking crazy.
No offense, people, but yeah, if no you're a millennium, to millennials. Some of you guys have given you, like every other type of person in the world, have given you a bad rap because they're that bad.
Yep.
I'm sorry to say it.
You guys, the good ones out there, you're going to have to pull it all. You got to have to pull it out for everybody else because the bad ones, you guys have a bad rap.
The bad ones, I think, there's a lot of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I have to say to you? Pull your ass out of your, or pull your head out of your ass. Sorry, guys, I'm drinking.
And I would just like to say, not everyone gets a fucking trophy.
No, they don't all get a trophy.
If you're a loser, you don't get a trophy.
You have to learn how to be a loser.
Yeah. You know what second place is? It's the first loser.
It is the first loser in line. You know what last place is? It's fucking last place. That means there's there's nobody worse than you.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to accept that. You
get nothing for last place.
But in this day and age, we give a trophy to everybody for participation.
Yeah. Just, you know, you showed up. Here's a trophy.
Well, they'll get one if they don't show up.
God. They would.
They can sign up and pay the money and not go to anything until the end of the year party and then still get a trophy.
Sign up, pay the fee, and get your trophy.
The worst one is I heard that somewhere in Seattle, they had a soccer league with no ball. Because they didn't want the other team to feel, even though they didn't keep score, they didn't want the other team
How
to feel.
How do you play without a ball?
You pretend.
What? Well, I'm going to pretend that I'm kicking the fucking goal in.
I'm pretending I'm the goalie and I just kicked the goal in from the other side. And I blocked every other goal imaginable. Even if they say they score, I'm like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. I blocked that. You didn't see me block that shit?
I blocked it, man. Damn. Are you not paying attention?
Like,
to
seriously, guys, do you guys even realize what's happening to our future generations by doing this?
Holy shit. Our future is
Do you guys
fucked.
Realize once they become adults, not everybody gets the job? Someone loses. And you have to have these little leagues and other aspects.
That's how you learn to be a good loser.
Yeah, or at least just learn. Maybe if you're not a good loser, at least you learn how to lose.
Yeah.
Not everybody's a good loser, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
But if you never learn how to lose ever, can you imagine how you're going to lose your shit when you finally do lose as an adult?
Ugh.
And then what does that make you look
We're gonna
like
have
as
a whole
an adult?
Country of homeless people.
Ugh. Well, I'll be dead by then, hopefully. Yeah,
hopefully.
Well, yeah.
Job rates are not doing so well right now.
Do you have any more?
I have a bunch more.
Okay, let's what next?
Give us the next best one.
Next best one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's confused. She has to figure
she's
out.
She's trying to pick.
She's trying to figure
she's
out what the best
choose.
Next
there's
one
is. There's a lot of good ones. Oh, that one's good. There's two good ones.
We're good.
Selenophobia.
What the hell is that?
Fear of the moon.
I thought it was a fear of Selena Gomez.
I thought it was Celine Dion.
Fear of the moon.
What would the moon do to you?
Well, what if they... Some
Dark
people...
And broody.
I mean, what if it... Some days it's closer. Sometimes it's far away.
It does affect, the tides and stuff.
I think it affects moods, because I swear to God, every time there's a full moon, I have a hell of a day at work.
Oh, well, full moon Saturday nights are the worst nights at the ER at all the hospitals, because people are fucking
So full
crazy.
Moons, you stay the fuck home, guys. I mean, I want to stay the fuck home every time there's a full moon. I have to go to work because I know it's going to be a hella stay at work. All those kids are going to fucking bite me, puke on me, pee on me, or just be little shits in my chair.
Yeah.
If you're a parent listening to this, your patient was an angel. Well, this was our fear episode, guys.
This was the fear episode. If you guys have any unusual fears.
I would love to hear any of your fears.
I would love to hear about it.
Please, message us, email us, post it on our Facebook or Instagram page, Jethers Random Stuff.
Yep. If you don't know how to reach us, everything is Jethers Random Stuff.
I mean, it's easy. Just Facebook, Jether. Facebook,
email, Jethers Random Stuff.
I mean, if you just type in the word Jether, you're going to find us.
Yeah.
There's no one else named Jether.
We're all over.
Yep. We love you guys.
We love you. Thank you for tuning in to this awesome fear episode.
Yep.
We didn't
keep
even talk about ghosts yet. That's another episode.
That's the Halloween episode.
That'll be Halloween.
That's a hell of a long
That's
out
a
there.
Long ways off. But we'll save it up.
We will. Okay.
We'll save
we love
it up.
You guys.
We love you.
See you for the next one.
Let's chin.
I don't know. I'm empty.
Peace.
Peace.